ya aka Jehova neme mma orwe mube ya kene ruari nebe mma isi ike kena degi atata aka aka ya aka Jehova neme mma aka aka ya aka Jehova neme mma oru ebube ya kene ruari nebe mma isi ike ndu kena degi atata aka aka ya aka Jehova neme mma.
Good morning, wonderful people, great Biafrans, wherever you are on this planet. The day after our atonement, we are live, we are direct to the whole world, the entirety of humanity. As always, we welcome you. We had to play that very music, and that is why we've been struggling to come to you all this while. There is no way we can finish our atonement without acknowledging the grace, the magnificence, the love, the protection of the Most High God, Chukwu Abiama. That was why we had to render that very song, to enthuse us, to energize us, to bring us once again back into the mood of spirituality that have dominated our lives for the past 2 days. Therefore, wherever you are, we must say good morning, good afternoon, good evening and good night to some of you, because Radio Biafra is back. We are here transmitting. We have to do what we said we are going to do. Of course, we should have come at 7 a.m. this very morning. We have been trying all we can to make sure that we get this very song off to you, but we eventually did. And it's very, very important that we start by offering praise, offering every shred of adoration that we have in our possession to the Almighty Chukwu Abiama, for his abiding love, for his mercy, for his protection, and for the Biafra he has given to us, which is about to come. I welcome you wherever you are. Our normal protocols must be observed as always. My name is Nnamdi Kanu, the host and director of Radio Biafra, and by the very special grace of Chukwu Abiama, a servant of the wonderful people of Biafra. After our atonement, there is always a new beginning, and that new beginning means that we have looked very extensively at how things are being done, and we may be able to adjust them here and there. There'll be a few tweaks here and there as we march on to go and live out the fulfillment and the promise of our atonement. Those very things that it has brought to us, the blessings from the Almighty God has brought to us, we must go forward to manifest them, not just in our lives, but in the restoration of our beloved country, which is why we are here in the first place. We mustn't forget that this is Radio Biafra. Welcome you wherever you are, regardless of what you are doing, regardless of where you are resident, where you are domiciled, where you observe the atonement. We are here to continue to do what is right before the throne of God in heaven and the dwelling places of men on this very earth. I welcome you. The time here now is approximately 14 minutes to 8 a.m. I know we have come late, rather belatedly, but we are here all the same. The dissemination, the propagation of the very gospel preached by Radio Biafra is ceaseless. We are not going to stop. We continue this very work until the very end, and that end will herald the restoration of God's own kingdom upon the face of the planet. We will go ahead, as usual, to make sure we bring you Radio Biafra news headlines and accompanying news summary. As soon as the barrister is able to join me, if he is listening, of course, I will bring him to you. You will call our lines when it opens. We will be able to take your calls as well, if you can. If you are in a position to do so, you will call us and we will be able to take your calls. Wherever you are, this is your radio station. This is Radio Biafra. Therefore, we must continue to welcome you. And as we do so, we ask you to welcome other people. Welcome those who are around you. Welcome those who are your friends. Welcome those who are your family. Welcome everybody around you you think can contribute meaningfully towards the restoration of God's own kingdom upon the face of the earth. And with that, we are going to get Biafra and get it in truth and in all honesty. Our lines, as always, is +44208 1339976. I repeat, +44208 1339976. We also have Radio Biafra main studio line, which is +44783130876 +44783130876. Our Skype lines are working, Radio Biafra and Radio Biafra 1, Radio Biafra and Radio Biafra 1, and also Skype and Viber. We welcome you wherever you are. This is your platform. This is your radio station. This is Radio Biafra. We welcome you. It is your platform. You support it in every way that you can. And we are here once again to continue this very ceaseless and ordained dissemination of the gospel of the restoration of Biafra in truth and in all honesty. If before we were incorruptible, right now we are untouchable following our atonement. And we thank all of those that participated in the atonement, all the Biafrans that joined in the calling down of the glory of the Most High God, Chukwu Abiama, into our lives. We commend each and every one of you. We have made it possible for us to hand over this very effort completely and totally publicly to all the grace all the guardian angels of heaven to make sure that each of our steps is ordained, to ensure that everything we do from now onwards is in complete and total accordance with the will of the Almighty, who will come down to direct them, who will come down to make sure that anything we do to bring praise and honor to God through the restoration of Biafra is accomplished and accomplished as quickly as possible. We do what we do in the style that we do it because we are not like any other people. We have come here to do what is right. We have come here to return God's children to Him. And that is exactly what we are going to do, because without it, Radio Biafra will not be on the air. Without it, we will be like other vagabonds, other wretched people looking for one appointment or the other, other very hungry people. We don't want to be that way because we were not born that way. We are here to ensure that Biafra comes and does so in truth and honesty. I welcome you. The time now is 10 minutes, or should I say 9 minutes to 8 a.m. in the morning. And this is Radio Biafra. As I said, when the barrister decides to join us, he will be able to do so. We weren't able to come precisely at 7 this morning because our systems were not up to, you know, speed, so to speak. Everything was fixed and ready to go this very morning, but unfortunately, it developed a mind of its own. But we have been able to rectify it, and Radio Biafra is now going out to the entirety of humanity. We ask those who are listening to tell those who are about to listen how to receive Radio Biafra. Tell them that this very broadcast is going out live on satellite. Let them understand that the whole world is listening to Radio Biafra as usual via satellite. Let them also understand that Radio Biafra is going out via all the main listening posts and platforms that is at our disposal. We are at www.radiobiafra.co. You can hear Radio Biafra or can receive us. You can tell somebody how to get Radio Biafra. Ask them to go to tunein.com. Tunein.com. Search for Radio Biafra and we are there. That is the easiest. That is the safest. That is the most secure line to listen to Radio Biafra. Tunein.com. If you also go to radioforest.net, we are there. If you have a mobile device and you wish to listen in that customized format, please go to BiafraRestoration.com. BiafraRestoration.com. We are also on BiafraVoice.com. Radio Biafra can also be received on peopleofbiafra.org and indigenouspeopleofbiafra.org. Radio Biafra is also on Radio Biafra app. We are on ipob.org. Radio Biafra is also on biafratelevision.co. Everywhere you go to, we are there. We are registered. We are formal. The United Nations knows about our existence. If you go there to search for indigenous people of Biafra, we are there. All the governments of the world, including those of Catalonia, they are aware of our existence. In most of our 88 countries and counting, we are registered. Therefore, we are bona fide. We are the only people to take Biafra to where it is today. We are the only ones making it possible for the whole world to be discussing Biafra. We are the ones making sure that we bring awareness, we bring knowledge and understanding about what we are doing, that we may all collectively enter into this God's own kingdom on the surface of this very earth. That is why we are here. That is why we do what we do. That is why we are going to continue doing it until Biafra comes and beyond. Once again, if you're joining us for the very first time, if you're joining us after our atonement went very, very well, and Chukwu Abiama answered our prayers, we can sense it, we can feel it from all the goodwill messages coming in, from the way people observed it. If you did observe it and you want to talk about it, please, the number to call once again remains +44208 1339976 or +44 78 313 08 376 or Radio Biafra or Radio Biafra 1. Radio Biafra is on Skype, the Skype ID. You search for Radio Biafra, you add us. If you call us, we will be able to take your call. And also Radio Biafra 1. Radio Biafra, all one word, lower casing, and then 1, the figure 1, at the end of it. If you call us, we will be able to take your call. This is your platform. This is Radio Biafra. And we are here on the morning of this very day. This very day being the 5th day of October in the year of our Lord 2014. We welcome you wherever you are. This is your platform once again. I reiterate, and this is Radio Biafra. We go ahead to bring you our news headlines and accompanying news summary. As I said, once the barrister is able to join me, I shall bring him to you. I shall bring him to you. But please ensure that you understand that this is your platform, this is your radio station, and we are here to bring news, views, analysis, and commentary regarding how we are going to get Biafra in truth and honesty. And I can confirm very definitively that the very eminent barrister and attorney at law, Barrister Mamezu, has joined us. Barrister, can you hear me?
Yes, Director. Good morning.
Good morning. Your line is very clear, crisp, and direct, and humanity is waiting to hear your voice following the blessing of heaven that came upon our people for the past 2 days. Please, go ahead.
Thank you, Director. Good morning once again. Good morning, fellow Biafrans. I feel very refreshed, Director. I tell you, my last fasting was nearly 20 years ago. I am not used to fasting anymore. But not fasted for a very long time and do just what everybody did. I'm a bit refreshed, feel brand new, feel light, feel executive. And I'm sure most Biafrans who followed us are feeling the same way. Yes, fasting, atonement is part of our culture. From when I was a little boy, I've been hearing about atonement. And somebody who was brought up in a biblical way, atonement is part of refreshment. Part of asking God to forgive all our past sins and to keep us in a straight line. And that's exactly what we did. My fellow Biafrans, I thank you. Those who followed us to do the same thing, we appreciate all you did for the sake of Chukwu Abiama and for the sake of Biafra, so that we know that what we are doing is perfect and what we are doing is followed up. And so that Chukwu Abiama would oversee. And that was exactly the reason why we did what we did. We thank you, all of you who joined us, wherever you are, east, west, north, or south. We have started again today. And, of course, for the past 2 days, a lot of people have been worried, jittery, and anxious why Radio Biafra is not on. But it was announced that we are going to remain placid, if you like, reticent until after the atonement. And, of course, we will pick it from where we stopped. And, of course, we have picked it once again, and we are back with you, broadcasting live, and Director is sitting on. So wherever you are, please join us, and those who are coming in, do the same. The usual protocol, once you get your voice, or once you're told that you are on, turn off your listening devices. Do not forget the old story we tell you, and be fixed, and remain steady. Director, back to you.
Thank you very much, Barrister. Thank you very, very much. We are re-enthused. We are re-energized. We are fired up. We are also being led by the Spirit, and we go ahead to continue our task, which is ceaseless. Our incorruptibility is renewed. Our being whiter than white itself and being whiter than snow is confirmed and ordained, I would say. Therefore, we go forth with our hands very clean, our conscience very clear, with everything we can muster as mortal beings to go in praise of the Almighty God through Biafra. That is what we are going to do. And now, if people were jittery before, now we know that Biafra is coming for real, not just in the physical, but also in the spiritual as well. I thank everybody that participated, everybody that prayed, everybody that fasted, even those who are a bit ill, but they still went ahead to go and fast. It is all for a good cause, all for a good purpose, because once in a while, spiritual renewal serves us very, very good. We must go ahead, therefore, to bring our news headlines and accompanying news summary on this very day, following the atonement of our people all over the world. We are reporting this very morning that millions of Biafrans all over the world, from the east to the west, from the north to the south, across the entire globe, observed the Biafra's Day of Atonement, starting from 4 p.m. or sunset on the 3rd and going into the 4th. They observed it in reverence. They observed it as a way of reawakening their spirit, as a way of imbibing themselves in what it means to be a child of God, the Biafran way, not the European way, the Biafran way, because the brainwashing that took place, the washing of the brains of our people that took place, is immense. At least we have gone a little way in making sure that our people are now able to reason properly, so that when Biafra comes, they can go forth and develop it without waiting for anybody, without minding what people do. That is what we have done. And they did so with all gladness in their heart. They did so with every understanding that what they did is for a very good cause. And Radio Biafra was off air for the duration of the atonement. We have come back this morning to continue this very work. And the message to Biafrans all over the world is that they must continue to remain vigilant and very steadfast, to be aware that even the enemy, that even the devil, will try all he can to redouble its effort to penetrate what we are doing. They will try, but they will fail. They have tried before and failed. They will try again and they will fail. That is why we must go forth and remain steadfast. We must remain resolute. We must remain strong. We must remain unshakable, unmovable in our belief that the only way through which Biafra can come is in truth and honesty. And this very platform, Radio Biafra, represents that. And also the wider body of the indigenous people of Biafra is there to do justice to it. Very, very important. We are reporting today that Nigerian politicians, the zoo politicians and criminals, are very greedy. According to Arthur Eze, it is now beginning to merge right across the whole world. The world is now paying more attention to the criminals that call themselves politicians in the Zoological Republic. They are paying this attention in the knowledge that by spotlighting them, by placing this laser beam on them of transparency and scrutiny, that they will be able to gain a greater understanding as to why people do not wish to become or continue their existence in the Zoological Republic. Thanks to the work that we have been doing here on this very platform, people are now openly asking questions they never asked before. The Civil Liberties Organization have now sued the Inspector General of Police, Enugu Police Commissioner, over prolonged detention of Biafra Zionist Federation. As we said, once we finish our atonement, things will begin to happen. People who hitherto were against Biafra, did not want anything to do with Biafra, they are now coming out in a concerted effort to support our also ongoing effort to secure the release of those of them who are detained illegally, who are being detained by the zoo. Why they are giving arms and money to Boko Haram, people who are protesting peacefully are still in detention. So that the Civil Liberties Organization will have all the support that we can give to them, the indigenous people of Biafra. Radio Biafra will support also the effort being made by Civil Liberties Organization to secure the release of these people. Very, very important. The Hinaneme Aholache egbe atawamokoko ta. Why Igbo presidency is not on our agenda, according to Igariwe, who is the Ohanaeze president. Former USA Ambassador Walter Carrington, Nigeria's problem started in 1914, is becoming very clear. I say to people, I don't know, you people are people of very little faith. When we started Radio Biafra, we said, wait and watch what is going to happen. All you need to do is to remain on the path of truth. This is 2014. After our atonement, things will begin to happen. Do you know who Walter Carrington, is? Walter Carrington, the former U.S. ambassador, those that ensured that Abacha did not succeed. Those that ensured that Abiola did not succeed. Everybody, why have we been met? When we say, oh, they're on Facebook, they're on Twitter, they're not doing, who told you? Do you know how many people are listening? When I say to you that the world is listening to what we are doing, people think it's a joke. They think it's a joke. Is it not very clear? And when they respond to any topical issue, they go on the things that we have been talking about on Radio Biafra. They want to ignore it. But they cannot ignore it because it is the truth. Walter Carrington has gone back to 1914 amalgamation. That begin the beginning of the problem. They have listened to our broadcast, as most people do. They have downloaded it and they have listened. They have now come to the knowledge, the understanding, the realization that the problem started in 1914. They now know that Europeans should not have come to Africa. They should not have come to the zoo called Nigeria to couple people together who are not compatible. You can never do it. Our skin can be dark. The same way in Europe, the way that Germany runs its economy is not the way they run it in Britain. In France, they pay very, or in Scandinavian countries, they pay very high social security, high welfare bills. In England, they don't. People have different ways of viewing problems and different ways of solving them. Therefore, they are not the same. They are not even, they don't even have the same religion to start with. People are different. Before now, if you are not a Protestant, Church of England, you cannot be the king or queen of England. And by that virtue, the king or queen of Great Britain. Why, therefore, did Africans allow themselves to be lumped together as one people? No, we are not. No, for goodness sake, no, we are not one people. We love life. We will wish to cooperate, of course, that is fine. OAU or AU, whatever they call that organization, is doing their job the way they want to do it. You can get unity on a level whereby respective sovereignties are adhered to, nurtured. Allow people to come together in an act of cooperation, not in an act of coercion. Walter Carrington is now saying it. Everybody listens to Radio Biafra. Some may pretend, no, they don't, but they do. They do. Because Radio Biafra is compulsory listener. I mean, you must listen. Who are you not to want to listen? You must listen to Radio Biafra. Because they know, if you want to know the truth about Africa, the way we behave as a people, the only place to come to, the only platform to come to is Radio Biafra. Confusion over beheading of Air Force pilot Wing Commander Chimda Hedima, who was captured and killed. In this very simple story, this very unfortunate sad story, encapsulates everything that is wrong with Igbo people, everything that is wrong with our way of thinking, everything that is wrong with the zoo called Nigeria, everything that is patently flawed about us and the way we do things. This very news, for those who do not know, is about a young pilot who was captured and killed, beheaded by Boko Haram. His name is Chimda Hedima. Chimda is an Igbo name, but for him to get into the Nigerian armed forces, he had to change his name to Hedima. Chimda is an Igbo name. He had to add the name Hedima to, in other words, to bypass the embargo placed on Biafran's young men and women from entering the army. And now, for all his troubles, he has been killed, beheaded by Boko Haram publicly. Chimda Hedima. Is there any family that answers Hedima? Where you come from, the answer is no. His name is Chimda. He's an Igbo boy. Today he's dead, flying for Nigeria Air Force. And they know that their aircraft are not good enough. They sent him into what is more or less a suicide mission. And he failed. He was captured and he's been beheaded. Synagogue church building collapse. We want to stop TB Joshua in South Africa. About time. About time you stop this vermin. When Radio Biafra said, oh, you are anointing the women of God. You are attacking the men of God. We told them very clearly, no, we are not. We are basing what we are preaching. People said, no, that is why people don't understand what we are doing. If you don't understand what we are doing, just sit by the sideline and watch. When it gets to your turn, you feel you can't handle it anymore, you wish to leave, by all means, please go away. But you're not going to stop us from doing what we're doing. We are marching forward and ahead. Oh, my dear Lord God in heaven. Do you know how far we have gone? No, you don't. We continue our work. When we started on Yoruba Pentecostal pastors, some said, is that not anointed? Don't touch anointed before they anoint you. Bunkum. Rubbish. What happened? Cameroon listened to the Cameroonian government. After listening to Radio Biafra, they went there and banned them. The United Kingdom agencies, after listening to Radio Biafra, they started to probe and investigate Yoruba pastors. Now, after the building collapse, South Africa, about time. These evil people, evil people, they have been found out, they have been caught out, and that is why Biafra is going to come. That is why Radio Biafra is critical and paramount in the quest to restore our country. This very morning, following our atonement, every principal officer of state, if you know your job, you must do it. Any job you've been given, you have to do it and do it very, very diligently and well. If you can't do it, you step aside, another person will do it. There has to be continuous assessment of people's performance. Continuous, on a regular basis. All the way from the zones, all the way to the top. Continuous assessment. If I am ineffective, I will leave this very position for somebody else to come in and do it. I will leave. Any day they say, you are no longer doing it very well, I will leave. I pray that day doesn't come soon. Any day it is said that what you are doing is not being done properly, I will leave. And also, in recognition of that, we are going to set up panels, a pool of presenters. Therefore, if you know you can present, if you know you can speak on radio, if you know you have very strong, listen very carefully, very, very strong internet connection or any mode of connectivity to Radio Biafra, you must indicate your interest. You will inbox Carol Monday. Say to Carol Monday, I wish to be part of the Radio Biafra presenters panel. Every evening, every morning, depending on when you have time, you will come here to broadcast with us. Don't worry about it. The same way that Barrister joins us to broadcast is how what we're going to do. You don't have to live where you are to come to London. No, you don't have to do that. We want a steady pool of people. Presenters, now is your time. Some will say, oh, I have what it takes. I can do better. Now, come and show us how you can do better. If you can do better than me, I will hand it over to you. And you will do it. I swear it. We want only the best. Only the best. If there are people who can do better, we want them to come out and do it. Biafra belongs to everybody. Everybody owns Biafra. All good people, not the ones following the politicians about and criminals who are looking for Beromwaka, looking for relevance. Anywhere people go to, they jump in there. No, not that. If you know you have what it takes to present on Radio Biafra, now is your opportunity. It's open to all. Open to everybody. To come here, to follow the editorial stance of Radio Biafra, there is no retreat and no surrender. Biafra or death. That is what you must sign up to. You will at all times remain without fear before your enemies. This is the oath you must take. This is the creed you must submit yourself to. To be without fear before your enemies. Very, very important. To speak the truth always, even if it leads to your death. In other words, you will speak the truth. Even if heaven is falling down, even if you're losing everything you have, you remain on the path of truth. Even if it leads to your death, you must speak the truth. You must also remember those who are less fortunate than yourself. You must remember them. You must place yourself in their position and do all you can to make sure you alleviate their problem. That is also your oath. You will do no wrong, and you will recognize that Chukwu Abiama is God. That's all we ask for. And then you are free to go. If you feel you have what it takes, please, please, please contact Carol Monday, inbox Carol Chidinma Monday immediately with your resume. Let us know what you can do. You don't need to be a broadcaster before. I wasn't one. I wasn't a presenter before. If you want to do it and you wish you want to go and practice, go and practice. The positions are limitless. Come in every blessed evening, every morning. If you want to do the morning session, you do. If you want to do the evening session, you can also do it. As many of you as possible, because you'll be having panels right across the whole world. And also, every zonal coordinator, listen carefully, please. Every zonal coordinator, every national coordinator, every regional organizer, people that organize things that do not wish to hold any position, everybody in the Directorate of State, everybody in the councils that are being created, you will come on air every week to tell us what you're doing. Places that are not performing very well like Canada, places that are not doing very well like Brazil, Engineer Clifford Ulanya will come on air to tell us what is happening in those places and what plans are being put in place to rectify the problem. Now you see where we're going. Every coordinator, you will come on air and people will ask you questions and you will answer. I am no longer going to be answering every question. Some questions will come up. We can say today we are dealing with Denmark. Every question that comes in, the coordinator for Denmark will be on the line on standby. Listen to the questions and then be able to respond. We want to train as many people as possible to be credible. I cannot be traveling to every country of the world. We want our people to also go there. All the officers that we have, people with the talent to go also to go and represent us. We want to have continuity. Continuity has to be there all the time. We need to prepare for everything at all. So if I'm unable to be in a particular place, we need to raise people who are also credible to go there to do the work. That is why everybody, if you don't know how to speak very well, go and pick up a piece. I never did it myself. They said Chris Oyakilome did, the one that owns Christ Embassy, practicing with his jellicles, practicing how to speak in front of a mirror. If you have to go and do that, go and do so. If you like, go with an American accent. If you like, go with accent from Ungo. That is entirely your business. If you like, go with Hausa accent. It doesn't matter. Go and practice if you think that you need practice. Make your names available to Carol Chidinma Monday on Facebook. Inbox her. Say to her, I am prepared to serve my country as a presenter. Don't say to me, I've been calling and I cannot get through. That will no longer suffice. Now is the opportunity. Every morning, every evening, we put you together. Then you can address the world. You read the news for us, or others can read the news and others will interpret. Any way you want to do it, if you think you have what it takes to present, this is not the time for envy and jealousy. If you think that you can do what Nnamdi Kanu is doing, if you think you can do better, please, we welcome you. Now is the time. Now is the time. Come forward, please. Now, from here today, after our thing going for, we only want to make use of the best in all we do. Only the best we'll do. If there is nobody to do it, that particular position becomes vacant. Only the best will do their work. Because today is the 5th. And by the next 3 or 4 days, we'll start shouting again, monthly dues, monthly dues. I will no longer scream monthly dues live here on air. Any place that fails to fulfill their obligation will be cut out very silently and the leadership replaced. And we continue marching forward. You can gossip, you can yap for maybe 4 days. You can think, you yap 4 days, after that you go and sleep. And we continue what we're doing. If you know that you have what it takes to lead, now is the time. I have said it here now, live on air. I do not wish to be attending every meeting internationally. I don't have to be everywhere to go and address our people. If they call me sometimes, I will need to send people who can go and to represent Biafra. Please prepare yourselves to go. But if you go and represent us and think that that is the way for you to get close to positions back home, you will die in the process. We are warning you now. There will be no mercy. If you know you don't have it in you spiritually to serve your country, somewhere, go and sit down somewhere. If you come out to serve, you must serve in truth and honesty. In truth and honesty. And we will love you for that. Biafra belongs to everybody. It is not mine. It doesn't belong to any single person or group of individuals. It belongs to everybody. If you have what it takes to serve your country, come out now to do it. Now, not tomorrow. If you want to be on Radio Biafra in 7 p.m. in the evening, I said, if you come tonight, you do it tonight. And I don't believe in rubbish sentiment. If you want to present tonight, 7 p.m., we leave you, you come and do it. Don't worry, we'll connect you wherever you are. The radio belongs to everybody. Everybody who is a genuine Biafran, not the idiots running after those fools. And there is a complete ban here on Radio Biafra on anybody mentioning Bilie Human Rights Initiative. They are dead. And they remain dead forever and ever. This is the last time they will be mentioned on Radio Biafra. The very last time. We continue with our work that we are doing. Satan will continue his work. The kingdom of heaven will continue theirs. Ultimately, we know who would, we have. How many are there? Only 6 all over the world. And how many are we? Do you know how many we are? Fasting all over the world and praying. Do you know how many we are? In as much as Biafra is concerned, we decide what happens. Nobody does. We do. We welcome you. And this is Radio Biafra. We'll now continue our news in greater detail. We are back in full force, Biafrans all over the world, having observed 2 days of atonement from the 3rd to the 5th, or to the 4th of October. 4 p.m. on the 3rd, from sunset to sunset, basically, sunset on the 3rd to sunset on the 4th, all over the world. And we can feel the mercy, the grace of the Most High God, Chukwu Abiyama, beginning to rest upon us already. Things are happening. And we welcome our commanders who are coming back. We welcome everybody who has returned to help to serve his country. Because this time around, heaven knows. Oh, my dear Lord God in heaven. Every promise we made, we live up to it. Any promise we make, we live up to it. And this very one is going to be an exception. They should do all they can, and we shall also do all we can. The news in greater detail. We are reporting today that the zoo politicians are criminals and greedy, not according to Radio Biafra, according to Arthur Eze. Billionaire businessman Prince Arthur Eze yesterday berated Nigerian politicians, calling them criminals and greedy human beings. Eze's bombshell came just as Nigeria's first lady, then Patience Jonathan, said that the Nigerian nation, the zoo nation, would not achieve its desired development without peace and love. Without peace and love, there will be no development. In America, is there peace and love between California and Texas? No, there is none. They have what is called healthy competition. The reason why the zoo has never been able to develop is because of unhealthy. You don't allow us to compete. Any day, if you want, we can't tell them what to do. Not if you, what is if you want? The zoo is dead. If they had, we are now telling them what they should have done. If, as the way it is in other parts of the world, you allow a Biafra national team to emerge, you allow an Arewa national team to emerge, you allow Yoruba national team to emerge, they would have done so well competing with each other that you select the best talents amongst them. Where there is no competition, there is this very lax attitude. You don't want to allow people to compete. Without competition, people cannot perform better. It's as simple as that. As simple as that.
People don't quite understand. Speaking at the Southeast Widows Empowerment Program organized by 4J for Jonathan 2015, it is called Southeast Widows Empowerment Program. They go and select women whose husbands are dead, or those although their husbands may be alive, but they're better off dead anyway. They are all widows. You know, it reminds me of one joke that was told that happened at Mbisa. The same thing we are seeing here. You know, sometimes the truth is stranger than fiction. There was a woman that a billionaire like Arthur Eze came back and was sharing rice. And said that they are calling all the widows in the village to come out to is Mbisa that this thing happened in. They are calling all the widows to come and take rice. You know, rice is the best way to enter into us. The woman was preparing, and the husband was there washing his machete and sharpening it to go into the farm. And as the wife picked up her gear to go and collect her own share of the rice, the husband said, my wife, where are you going to? The wife said she's going to collect rice meant for widows. And the husband said, widows, am I dead? I'm here, and you're going to collect. The woman left the man and said, this one you are, you are alive. Okay, do you want? I'm going where they are calling widows. The same thing is happening today, but the person bringing it is Jonathan. Therefore, you will see women whose husbands are still alive, but they're almost dead due to hardship, due to pain, due to suffering befalling our people. Jonathan wants to... This is what... It is this level of primitivity in Africa that I find astonishing. You have waited for nearly... I don't know how many years in office he's been. It's been 7 years or so as the president of the zoo. At last. Because he wants to run for elections next year. They have come to Southeast. They will never go to the North. They will never go to Arewa land and say, oh, something for widows from Jonathan. Only in the Southeast because of how poor. They know all our men are dead anyway. From hardship and heart failure. Thinking too much as to how to survive. How to feed the family. If you are somebody living in Aba, do you think you live to be up to 70 years old? You die off. If you own a shop in Ariaria right now as we speak, can you survive it? People cannot come to your shop to buy anything. Cars are sinking as they are going to Ariaria. How are you going to survive? I ask myself. So many more widows are coming. But you have Jonathan. Jonathan is there. There is always a bag of rice and two tin tomatoes. After eating it, you go back to your poverty. Your square zero poverty. Let's continue. Speaking at the Southeast Widows Empowerment Program organized by For Jonathan 2015. For Jonathan. That's the name. 4J-2015 For Jonathan. Held at the Alex Ekweme Square in Awka. Prince Eze, who is the founder of 4J. That is Jonathan and convener of the program, which was in conjunction with them Jonathan's Women for Change and Development Initiative, said most of the animals in the zoo called Nigeria do not care about the plight of the populace, especially the less privileged and the widows. He said, I am happy that this thing is happening while I'm still alive. It is them Jonathan that asked me to gather together all of you widows in the Southeast who have been suffering since the defunct Biafran Republic and civil war in the zoo. So everybody now knows, as I said, that the suffering of our people started all the way from the collapse, from the end of the war till today. We are still suffering. When I tell you people listen to Radio Biafra, you believe me. The things that never used to come out before are now beginning to come out. Words and phrases that these people were afraid to use before, now they have gone back, they have investigated, they have found it to be true. Now they are using it. Today, they are using it. And we continue. He said, I am happy that this thing is happening while I'm still alive. It is them Jonathan's idea. Since after the Civil War, our people, they call it Civil War, is the Biafra War, the defunct Republic of Biafra, women have been suffering. I've been suffering, rather. She has also promised to build industries for you. This is Mrs. Jonathan promising to build industries. I don't know why people delight in lying. I don't know why they find it so easy and so, I don't know. They come across lies so easily. What type of industry is Mrs. Jonathan going to build, if I may ask? Is it textile industry at Akwete that they have supported? Which industry is it? Is it buying and selling in Mangala? Is it textile that they took away from Aba? How are you, which industry are you, God in heaven, these people. You need electricity to build industries. You need electricity for industries to run on them. Do you have electricity? But because election is coming up and Jonathan is intending to run, because absolute power corrupts absolutely, he thinks he can run. And he wants to run till they kill him in office. Then everybody says, oh, please, Jonathan, well, yeah. But the idiot should have left the office. He should have left the office. He should have left the office. They are going to build industries for you. Mrs. Jonathan will build industries for you. Some of you will believe it. Some of you will not. There are no industries. They will not do anything for you. They have come once again to deceive you. They have come once again to lie to you. Those of you listening via satellite this very morning, those of you that your children can afford to use the internet data they have to listen to Radio Biafra, we hope that you are all listening. It is very, very sad that our people never learn. That one bag of rice and you think your life is made. After 4 days, your bag of rice is finished. You go back to square zero. You go back to poverty. You go back to squalor. You go back to hunger. You go back to from whence you came. Very, very sad. Ato Eze is the one that they have now reeled out, the one they have now brought out to come and talk to Igbo women. They call it Southeast Widows Empowerment. Very, very sad indeed. That is what has become of our people. Very, very sad. We continue this very morning with our news headlines and its accompanying news summary. We are reporting today that the Civil Liberties Organization have decided to sue the Inspector General of Police, the Police Commissioner, all those detaining Benjamin Onwuka and other Biafrans of BZM. And we will support them in their quest. We will support Civil Liberties Organization in this very effort. The Civil Liberties Organization, CLO, has dragged the Inspector General of Police and Commissioner of Police Enugu State to court over the prolonged detention of 12 members of Biafran Zionist Federation at the police headquarters in Abuja without trial. The BZF members were arrested by the police on June 5th this year at the premises of Enugu State Broadcasting Service while forcefully trying to make a live broadcast to declare the Republic of Biafra. The incident claimed the lives of a policeman and a member of the secessionist group which had earlier attempted to seize Enugu State Government House. A statement by CLO Zonal Director Olu Omotayo on Friday reads, "We have filed an action on behalf of the detained members of Biafra Zionist Federation who have been detained at the police headquarters Abuja since over 3 months ago without trial." The suit FHCEN 157/2014 was filed at the Federal High Court in Enugu on behalf of the following applicants: Benjamin Onwuka, leader of the movement, Kelvin Eze, Samson Ijaga, Uduma, Bithrain, Obiekwe, Abraham Ugu, Polinus Uzebu, Fidelis Wano, Namchin Dubisi, Michael Olanya, Jofet Nwodo, and Aloysius Chukwuma. The suit was filed against the Inspector General of Police and the Commissioner of Police in Enugu State as the respondents. The applicants are Nigerian citizens, members of Biafra Zionist Federation, a peaceful movement for the liberation of Biafrans, and are all presently detained at police force headquarters in Abuja. In the present action, we sought the following prayers on behalf of the applicants: a declaration that the continued detention of the applicants at the police force headquarters in Abuja by respondents since the 7th day of June 2014 without trial constitutes a flagrant violation of the applicant's fundamental rights and as guaranteed under sections 34, 35, and 36 of the Constitution of the ZOO and also articles 5, 6, and 7 of the African Charter on Human Rights, CAP law, whatever thing they call it. You do such things where laws apply. We are praying, we are hoping, we are doing all we can behind the scenes to ensure that they are released. When Boko Haram members are arrested, they leave them in Hausa detention centers. They put them in Hausa prisons. Benjamin Onwuka and his group were arrested trying to make a broadcast. I wouldn't understand why they would try that anywhere. a broadcast listened to by less than 5,000 people. And they were taken to Abuja. To Abuja to be detained. They were not detained where they were arrested. In keeping with the laws of the zoo, they were taken to Abuja. But Boko Haram members are being arrested. Have you seen any of them in Enugu or in Calabar or in Port Harcourt prison? The answer is no. The answer is no. But they have taken our people and they have detained them. And that is not very good. We now go to Ohanaeze Ndị Igbo to find out why they said the Igbo people are not yet ready for the presidency of the zoo. We are reporting it because it's to give people an insight into the minds of these people, how it works, the way they reason, that you may know the true path to follow. And that true path is only Biafra. President General of Ohanaeze Ndị Igbo Chief Gary Nnachi Enwo Egariwe has explained why Igbo presidency is currently not on the group's agenda. We are not working towards an Igbo president in 2015 for very simple and obvious reasons. If you want to be president of this country, the process ought to have started long before now. And given the political platforms on the ground, it does not appear to me and to my people that there is any Igbo man at the forefront of any of the political platforms to run for that office. The president general of Ohanaeze Ndị Igbo said in an interview with today's edition of Saturday Sun. Enwo Egariwe further spoke on the position of the Arewa Constitutive Forum on the 2015 presidency. They just concluded national conference, the aftermath of his report, among other issues. And here are the excerpts from that very interview, which we are not allowed to go into. The only thing he has said here of substance is that Igbo people are not ready. There is no Igbo man capable of running for the presidency. And he is right. The reason being, all of you putting your truck in one Nigeria, putting all your hope in one Nigeria, hoping that one day an Igbo presidency will emerge. So you start traveling, you start flying from Houston to Abuja direct to go and greet your uncle. You're going to be disappointed. The reason being that, do you know how much it costs to hire a presidential jet to campaign during elections? Billions of naira. And I remember what Buhari said to Reuters Okorocha when he said he wanted to run. He said to Reuters, this is not helicopter. You fly into Abuja, Ego Square, with helicopter. No. For you to hire a presidential jet, Imo State's budget for 1 year cannot afford one full presidential jet to campaign in an election. I repeat, Imo State's budget for 1 year cannot fund the campaign for presidency. Only buying the jet, only going to lease the jet to fly you everywhere 24 hours a day. With all the communications and the staff you need to pay. Imo State budget is not enough, so you should go and sit down. It has now dawned on each and every one of you that all this claim that this is an Igbo billionaire, this is an Igbo trillionaire, that they are not true. You are not rich enough to run for the presidency. That is a fact. And presidency, mind you, it's not something you just go and dash somebody. Oh, come, aye, look at this poor Igbo man. Come now, let's give it to them. No, not at all. Jonathan got there out of one miraculous accident. If not, he is not capable. Not capable. Yorubas can fund it. Hausa can fund it because of all the money they have taken from Biafra land. And your only hope is to go and fight for Biafra, not to continue to exist in a zoo where you are a 10th class citizen, where you continue to disgrace yourselves every blessed day by the words that come out of your mouth. You confirm your subservience. You confirm your servitude. You go out to say to people, I cannot run for the presidency. Was Obama very rich? He was just a professor, a teacher. Today is the most powerful man in the world. How did he manage to get there? Because he sold his ideas and his views to the people of his country and they bought it. How about you people? You can't. You need money to run for it. The former United States Ambassador Walter Carrington has spoken on the problems of the zoo. This is a very definitive confirmation that everybody listens to Radio Biafra. Everybody does, including Obama himself. Everybody. Who wouldn't listen to Radio Biafra? Before now, even when Walter Carrington came during the time of Abacha and Abiola, why did he not mention that the problem you had in the zoo then was this very issue? Why not? Why not? It's only now that is becoming very apparent to our people. A former United States of America ambassador to the zoo, Walter Carrington, in an interview with Bayo Akinloye, says Nigeria will face major instability if it fails to conduct free and fair elections in 2015, and that President Goodluck Jonathan should have visited Chibok to show the world that he's a fearless leader. Do you think that the zoo is practicing true democracy at the moment? I am not sure what you mean by true democracy. Democracy is dependent on regular, free, and fair elections, which reflect the will of the people. It is those who are elected and not the people themselves who vote on the laws by which the citizens will be governed. If the people are dissatisfied with the actions of the elected representatives, they can remove them at the next election. A representative democracy requires that the government respect freedom of speech, a free press, and an independent judiciary. None of the above is present in the zoo. Nonetheless, they continue to ask him, you would agree that the current democratic government is better than military rule. Civilian rule, no matter its flaws, is always superior to the iron-fisted rule of the military in which citizens have no voice. The people will get a chance to render a verdict as to how satisfied they are with the current government in next year's elections. This must be seen to be transparent and honest. They asked him again, you are part of the struggle against Sani Abacha's rule. What many found curious is the fact that you were an American ambassador to the country and you weren't expected to be partisan in the political affairs of the zoo. Why was your case different? I would agree that an ambassador serving in a country where there is a functioning political system ought not to take sides between political parties. However, during my 4 years in the zoo, there was no such system. Abacha had banned political parties. There was no legislature to reflect the will of the people. Several newspapers were closed and journalists were harassed and imprisoned. The country was under military dictatorship. Human rights were regularly trampled upon. I have, since my student days, been active in promoting human rights. I first came to Africa in 1952 as an American delegate to an international youth conference in Senegal. I was representing America's leading civil rights organization, the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People. I met many young Africans and Asians who would become active in their country's struggles for independence. I joined them in supporting resolutions calling for the ending of colonial rule. I spent 10 years working in African countries directing programs for the Peace Corps. I was dismayed at how detached my diplomats from a lot of countries were from the people of the nation in which they serve. I was inspired by a speech by Robert F. Kennedy in which he argued that the ambassadors are not just the only representatives of the President of the United States of America to which they are accredited, but that they are all there to represent the people of the United States as well. When I observed the human rights of the citizens of Nigeria being abridged in circumstances where if they raise their voice in protest, they risk being imprisoned or killed, I simply could not remain silent. I felt I had a moral duty to speak out. He had a moral duty to speak out. They asked him, this is the question. A lot of people and governments see Nigeria as an extraordinary country with great potentials, but beset by unending, debilitating crises. What would you say? Or what would you say? Where would you say things went wrong? It began 100 years ago, according to former U.S. ambassador to the zoo. He said it began 100 years ago, the same thing we have been telling you. That is why we say that here on Radio Biafra, what we preach is a gospel. Anything we tell you is the truth. It started 100 years ago in line with everything Radio Biafra has been preaching from day one. Your problem as a human being, the date you turned from being human to an animal is 1914. Your world came to an end. The forces of darkness took over. They took over, and today, what is happening? What is happening is that things are very, very bad and will continue to be bad. We continue. This is the answer that Carrington gave to the journalist. It began 100 years ago, 1914, when Frederick Lugard, with no regard, oh my God, I hope Barrister is listening. Barrister, I hope you are listening because the whole world is listening to Radio Biafra exactly verbatim. Everything we speak on Radio Biafra. Now, Walter Carrington. Walter Carrington is saying the same thing. After reading this very news, you will tell me where you have heard of this before, if not on this very platform. The whole world listens to us. When you're an agent, I say to our people, trust us in what we are doing. Don't have double minds. Stay with us. We know what we're doing. things may appear shaky. Our editorial stance may appear slightly confusing to you, but remain with us. Stay with us. Stay the course with us. You will see what will happen. This is Walter Carrington, the ambassador of the United States of America that came to the zoo to serve. I am going to read what he said, that the world may know that, oh, if not Radio Biafra, you'll be blind. You will be blind. Because of us today, the whole world is vibrating. And I'm reading it for you. It began, this is the words of an American, Walter Carrington, who removed Abacha. It was him that took off Abacha. We continue. It began 100 years ago, 1914, when Frederick Lugard, with no regard for the different cultural traditions of the people who inhabited the territories, amalgamated the North and the South into one administrative unit to which his wife gave the name Nigeria. Nobody before Radio Biafra came. I want you to go and do your research. Nobody before Radio Biafra ever used those words. Impossible. Nobody. Nobody. It is happening now. Why? Because we are educating our people. We are enlightening the world. We are bringing to the fore things that we are previously hidden. And when we preach on radio, people say, oh, stop, don't say this. I say to them, forget it, we know what we're doing. This is Walter Carrington, regurgitating everything that Radio Biafra have been saying, not just saying it, but in our own words, in the words of Radio Biafra, exactly word for word. Newt Gingrich, that ran for presidency before, did the same thing. Now, Walter Carrington is doing the same, and we welcome it. We welcome it that Walter Carrington have seen where the problem lies or where it lay all this while. 1914. You don't amalgamate people who are different. I hope that Yorubas are listening. I hope that Hausa Fulani people are listening. That you don't amalgamate people who are diametrically opposed, both ideologically, both in terms of your value system, your religion, your language. Everything is different. To amalgamate such people is tantamount to political suicide. I told you people, I told you people that man did not determine that we should come. Chukwu Abiyama did. Today, we bring you a confirmation of the work that Radio Biafra is doing through the words of Walter Carrington, the former U.S. ambassador. And I'll continue to read. Very, very critical, please. It began 100 years ago, I repeat. These are the words of Walter Carrington. It began 100 years ago, 1914, when Lugard, with no regard, not minding that Biafra is different from Arewa, Arewa is different from Yoruba, he said we must be together. Now our brother, Walter Carrington, is now telling our people, oh, Hannes, I hope you're listening. Everybody opposed to what Radio Biafra is doing, I hope you are listening. That a former ambassador of the USA is endorsing everything that we have been saying about the zoo. Everything. Your problem began once you disregarded the various nationalities that make up that very territory. Oh, my God. Everything we've been saying. And do you know who gave you the name Nigeria? The wife of Luke, the girlfriend then, Flora Shaw. Carrington said it here. All of you, I mean Nigerian, I mean, Carrington said it here. The name you're answering was given to you by a woman who was drunk at night. Went to bed, woke up in the morning and named you Nigeria. It's here now, not me. Walter Carrington said it. It is here. What is remarkable, he continued to say, however, is how well this country, made up of over 250 ethnic groups speaking around 500 separate languages, has held together for a century. despite a bloody civil war and half dozen successful military coups. Nigeria is the largest and one of the very few countries of any size whose population is nearly evenly divided between Christians and Muslims. Yet, in spite of provocations by groups like Boko Haram and local bloody conflicts in Plateau State, the country has done so much better in accommodating religious differences than any other, sharing many descendants of the true Abrahamic faiths.
There are those of you that say that atonement is Jewish. That said, they will not do atonement. Most of you said that it is Jewish to do atonement. But you forgot that Christianity is also Abrahamic faith. It's from Abraham as well. That Jesus Christ is a Jewish man. This is the mentality and the thinking of African people that I find astonishing. Our inability to reason any argument through logically. Jesus Christ is a Hebrew. He's an Israeli. Jesus Christ is a Jew. He's a Jewish person. Don't you know that? Are you not aware of that? We want to observe atonement to say, oh, atonement is Jewish. Christianity is what? Satanic. Oh, I'm a warrior. Stupidity is a disease of the mind. Here, Walter Carrington, the former American ambassador to the zoo, is telling you that the two faiths, Christianity and Islam, are Abrahamic. From Abraham, for you to understand. And how about Jews? Are they not from Abraham? Israel, they're not from Abraham. Before I do anything, I research it very well. That is why I rarely lose arguments. I rarely do. I research it very I rarely do. Oh, atonement is Jewish. And Christianity is not Jewish. And Jesus Christ is from where? From Arab. Even Arab is Abrahamic. For you, that's what the Semitic people. People don't reason properly. Before you come and debate with us, go and study very well. Because your stupidity will be laid bare for the world to see. Nonsense. We continue. We are reading the words of Walter Carrington. Today he has also reaffirmed that Christianity is Jewish. Christianity is Jewish. Simple and short. Those who are educated know that. Not the type of bunkum they feed you in your useless churches that you go to. Rubbish that they feed your brains. Jesus Christ is Jewish. Circumcised on the eighth day after he was born. According to the covenant between God and Abraham. There are one. Can't reason properly. You're coming to debate what you don't know. Anyway, I'm grateful to Walter Carrington for clarifying this. During turbulent times, many of your best and brightest left for foreign shores where they have excelled and have been admired as most accomplished of emigres. Yet the opportunities to replicate their successes back home have been severely constricted. They, along with highly educated Nigerians who remained at home, have found their chances to succeed in business and politics greatly compromised by their reluctance to go along with a corrupt system. Merit needs to be seen to be more rewarded than it is today. All capable hands must feel welcome on the deck. He is advising them on what to do. That is Walter Carrington, the former ambassador of the United States to the zoo called Nigeria. When we do things on radio, Biafra people just leave us alone. We know what we are doing. Eventually we win. Eventually we prevail. Things may appear a bit rough or shaky because most of you black people, you're not accustomed to going through difficult times. That is why you don't have the brain to sustain any development that lasts more than a year. Only when you're building your own house. That is why there is no sewage system in the whole of Black Africa. No sewage system. Because it will take 15 years minimum to build one. You don't have the perseverance to endure. And because you didn't have the perseverance to endure, that is why Wazuka gave you Biafran passport, Biafran ID card, Biafran flag, Biafran t-shirt, Biafran hairstyle, Biafran shoe, Biafran currency. Because you don't have what it takes to build. You waste your time building something. No, you can't do it. You want something immediately. Buy one, get one free. You want something that will come to you without you having to work very hard for it. And that is not acceptable.
not at all acceptable. We continue with our news this very morning. Compelling news, I'm telling you. And this is the one that will bring tears to your eyes to let you understand how bad things truly are. There was confusion yesterday over the alleged beheading by Boko Haram of an Air Force pilot whose fighter jet went missing 3 weeks ago. The military dismissed the claim that a man beheaded in Boko Haram's latest video was the pilot. A group which identified as Nigerian Army Support Group, however, confirmed the death of the pilot, a wing commander in the Nigerian Air Force who was named as Chimda Hedima. Boko Haram leader Abubakar Shekau had claimed in the footage obtained by AP on Thursday that militants shot down the Alpha jet and showed wreckage of an aircraft which included the Nigerian Air Force green and white roundel. A man wearing a camouflage print t-shirt and with a heavily bandaged hand in a sling was seen kneeling in front of an unmarked Boko Haram fighter in combat fatigue and saying in English that he was one of the pilots. He appears to give his name, rank and date of birth, but the video is inaudible. He is killed after he finishes speaking. Asked directly about whether the man was an Air Force pilot, has claimed spokesman Air Commodore Dele Alonge. Yoruba always spokesman. They never go to war. Spokesman. They're in the press headquarters, DHQ headquarters. They never go to war. I've never heard about any Yoruba commander in any active theater of the war. That was in the press room. I don't know. His name is Dele Alonge. The man shown in the video is not our officer. The picture of a man beheaded in the video is superimposed, he said without elaborating. Our plane is still missing and we are looking for it. Boko Haram is just making unfounded claims. Look at how flippant and dismissive this very Yoruba person dealt with this very case. Very flippant and dismissive. I don't understand the meaning of it. I can't quite begin to appreciate why he will be so. They have killed him. His name is Chimda Hedima. Chimda is an Igbo name. Hedima is a Hausa name. If you don't mix the both up, you are finished. You cannot get into the army. You cannot get into the army. And he has gone and he has died and he's been beheaded. And Yoruba is telling you it is not their officer. But your plane is still missing. Why is the plane they showed? Is it your plane or not? He couldn't answer the question. Yoruba, he is working in the media house. He is with his foreign bank accounts and you are the ones dying. If they send you on a combat mission and you are a Biafran, do not go. Fly the aeroplane. Contact us and fly the aeroplane back to where we are and come and park it there. And we'll take care of you. Mad people. You're going to fight for the zoo. God, they'll kill you there now. And then your wife will become a widow. Who knows, in the next 4 years, Jonathan will come and say patience is going to build industry for her. Mad people. The Synagogue Church of All Nations, S-C-O-N, is it S-C-O-A-N? Yeah, reminds me of S-C-O-A in those days. The French Peugeot company, marketing company. Has shared a video on the verified Facebook account of TB Joshua Ministry, which purportedly indicated that Satan and his agents are bent on stopping Prophet TB Joshua from visiting and delivering South Africa from the grip of the devil. South Africans came to Lagos and building fell on top of them. TB Joshua will now travel to South Africa to go and deliver them from the devil. The devil in your own compound, you've not seen it when the building collapsed. It's the devil in South Africa you will see. Black people. Anyway, that concludes our news this very morning. The fifth day of October in the year of our Lord 2015, and our lines are open. If our people are still active, our lines are open, and if you call us, we will be able to take your call. This is Radio Biafra, this is your platform, and our lines are open. If you have anything to say, you are more than obliged. You are more than welcome to do so. But I must first of all go to the barrister himself, the very eminent barrister and attorney at law, Bertrand Mezu, has joined us once again. Barrister, what do you make of our presentation this morning?
Yes, I thank you, Director. It's a very rich one, very full in nature. And you read it accordingly. And let's see if we can pick some few information from there. Let me start with this guy being beheaded, our own brother. When you hear the word, anything Nda, Enyinda, is from River State. They change anything Igbo to suit the way they want to pronounce Igbo language. Check deep down, that guy came from River. He's an Igbo man. But of course, he has served in the military, and that has ended his life. The Zulu military.
And remember, earlier he was telling them to fly the aircraft. They should refuse. And you know what the military are doing? Those Igbo guys who refuse to take order, now they are finding a way to killing them by alleging mutiny. So they do, they are killed. They don't, they are still killed. So all they would do before instruction is given is to just take off their uniform, drop it, find their way back to Biafra land. They will not find you. They will not see you. But when you are still there hoping to collect the people's salary they give you, you will die as a result of that salary. Drop your uniform and leave. Go back to where you came from. They will not find you because they are using every tactic in the book to kill all of you off because they know that Biafra is coming. The Hausa Fulani Boko Haram, they are very, very crafty in nature. Everything they do it cynically. That is something they will do with the heart. Everything they believe is killing, Allah, killing, blood. That's all they do. So fellow Biafrans who are serving in the Zulu military, remove your uniform before order is given to you. Find your way back to Biafra land. If you are still there, they will handpick all of you. That is the way they extinguish all of you one by one. That is the agenda, to kill you off so that you will not support any Biafra movement. You are told in the next few months, we will hear it on the news. We are telling you now, remove that uniform. If you have to walk it or bike it or motor it, find yourself in Biafra land. Remove your uniform before they give you order. If they give you order and you refuse to take the order, they will court-martial you and they will give you one allegation and they will shoot you dead. Forget about the salary they are giving you. Join your comrades in Biafra land and save yourself from dying unnecessarily. If you die for the sake of Biafra, you have died a deserved death. Not this one, Hausa Fulani Boko Haram are killing you. If Boko Haram do not kill you, those in politics will kill you. We are giving you the warning. When we say things here, it will happen the next day in the zoo. But let me leave that one aside. Now, Carrington and what he's telling us, of course, all of them listen to Radio Biafra. They would deny, they'd be quiet. But one thing I have to say here, he is far more better than the serving and wasteful that talks rubbish most of the time, because this is his time. They are giving him all the money. So he will tell the zoo, you make them happy. But beneath, they all know what they're doing. For one thing I know, America will not say, oh, the zoo, Biafra is coming. But the words of Carrington today, as you read it, I know we came yesterday, you have the first hand to believe that these are the words we say here for the past how many years. It's resounding, they are getting the information. What I did not like, he sounded a bit condescending when he says he was in Ivory Coast in 1952, first hand, and then supporting the African, the colored people. If you say things like that here in Britain, you'll be charged for racist connotation. That word he used, Director, I didn't like it. We are not colored. We are black.
He said he was representing the colored people of America. Not he has come to see colored people. He was representing the colored people, the advancement of, you know, the National Association of the Advancement of Colored People, the NACP in America. That's who he was representing as a group, and they came to Senegal. Please go ahead. He was not saying that he came to see.
That word, colored, if you say it here, is an offense.
Of course it is. What I'm trying and it to should say. Be. It should be an offense, yes.
Indeed. So I didn't like that word there, because either you are black or you are white. You cannot refer to a race as colored people. It's very, very racist in nature. It's offensive in hearing, and it is illegal, to say the least. So, but apart from that, this guy is quietly telling the zoo, trying to remind them that Ogubri Nambo, I think I've said this story before, when a Pawaitapa was on top of a palm tree trying to get the fresh one early in the morning, and he saw two blind men fighting each other with sticks. This man will flag his own stick. The other one, but they're not hitting at each other, but they're fighting. And the Pangwai Tapa came down and asked them to stop. He said the war is first stopped before you even started. Ogubri Nambo, meaning that once that amalgamation took place, that was when all our crises, as we have already investigated, we excavated the roots of our, the origin of our problems. And that is what is docking us up to today. But those who are interested in money, the greedy ones, cannot see it. When you mention it, they say, do you want our daily bread to stop here? Greed, avariciousness, that is what is killing our people. But the truth can never be hidden, no matter how long it takes. Director, I don't know where this fake individual got my telephone number. He's on WhatsApp, sending me information on how the Hausa Fulani will kill the entire people of Christians. That WhatsApp I received it yesterday. I wanted to call the guy, but I said, let me investigate to find out how he got my number and how he even got into WhatsApp with me for him to be sending all this rubbish and how the Fulani will kill and how they are raining and all the rest of it. I said, maybe I'll talk to you to find out if you receive such WhatsApp information.
Yes, I got it.
You got the guy. Yes. Where did this guy come from? Who put it into my line for him to have my telephone number to start? Have you ever seen me writing to any house of Nani Boko Haram? Do I have to do with my enemies?
The idiot wrote to me.
So why is he encroaching into our territory?
I don't know for him. He wrote to me. I got his message.
We have to find this guy where he's coming from, fish him out and remove him from either from Facebook or any book, whatever he is, trying to relate with us. This is how they infiltrate our people. And then when they come in, they start dividing our people with the money they got from Biafra land. And some of our people will fall prey to it because they haven't seen money before or because they want to solve their problem with money since they'll be buried with money. How is that Fulani Boko Haram coming into my mobile phone to send me information? I said, let me talk to you first before I know how to react to that guy. Oh, Hanese and the Igbo, they usually talk, Biafrans, the Igbos are not ready for presidency. When will they be ready? We are telling them, drop all attitudes of yours in quest for money and money from the house of Fulani Boko Haram and join Biafra. That's where you belong. All they are there is whoever says you want to be president, I will support you. Director, 2 weeks ago, good luck, go ahead. Good luck, we support you. Good luck forward. 2 days ago, they mentioned, before we start our tournament, they mentioned about good luck, mandating him to fix all federal roads. They said it once, they will not follow it up. As soon as good luck, Jonathan brought some kind of thousands of or billions of Naira, all of them, everybody will not come out again, they will not speak. This is why money has always contributed to the downfall, to the demise of Biafran. Money. And Director, sometimes, as I always tell you, our people have been impoverished, strangulated. Goodluck Jonathan's wife is promising industry. As you rightly pointed out, the original ones that were instituted before she was born, are they doing anything to renovate them? Are they doing anything to refurbish it? She's promising a brand new one. There's no electricity, but they're promising. Our foolish people will accept. Hey, vote Goodluck Jonathan and the wife. Our people should reason. I love people who are intelligent, who can reason and question things, not people who talk rubbish just because they hear things and want to say things. Our people, get up and learn. Wake up and be wise before it's too late on you. Thanks to Radio Biafra, Chukwu Abiyama. May your days last forever. Without Radio Biafra, the Americans will not be talking on our behalf, because they are trying to say something, but the fools will not understand. If you read deep down what this guy is talking about, they questioned him about Abacha. He answered them. He knows that that particular zoo is not representing anything. He just picked one corner and started talking about voting and civil rights. They know that the zoo is a devilish country created by the British. And very soon, there won't be anything like Nigeria, because all of them are now aware. Americans are now talking. Our problem started from 1914. Radio Biafra brought this out to the public view. The British are listening because this is their empire. It's like when you have an Iroko tree where monkeys always hang around. The particular day you are trying to cut down the Iroko tree, all the monkeys will flee. because there's no more hiding place. All of them will run. That's what will happen to that Nigeria. Director, thank you.
Thank you, Barrister. Thank you very, very much for that. Thank you for your incisive analysis. Let us see if we have anybody on the line. We shall go to them and then proceed to take one or two calls before we bring our program this morning to a close. We are only returning back after the atonement, please. Our people must try and bear with us. We may not be able to complete the full complement of having to take calls, but wherever you are, our lines are open. This is Radio Biafra. Radio Biafra is on. Radio Biafra is on Skype. We are on that very platform and it is working. And we are also on Radio Biafra 1 as well. Our lines are +44208-133-9976. And also, we are on +44783-130-8376. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yes. Good morning, Director.
Good morning, please. What is your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Ogonchukwu Kinsley. I'm calling from Benue State.
From Benue. Please go ahead. Yes, go ahead.
I thank God for everything and especially for the atonement which we observe. And
thank you very much, Ogona. Thank you. The caller on Skype, stay where you are. Please go ahead. Yes, the caller on Skype, remain where you are. We'll come to you next. Go ahead, Ogona. Go ahead.
First of all, I want to direct my words to the President of the United States. I believe he is aware of what's happening. And his ambassador is also witnessing, he can also bear witness to what's happening. I know he's in a tight corner and a lot of things are happening. He can't come out to say anything due to the condition of things. As you can see, our people have been, because they want to protest or protest, they have been arrested. So due to such issues, people are afraid of coming out. Even the stakeholder. It's not like even one mother. We have money, we have people, we have everything. It's not like one person cannot stand up and then say something and everything will end. But people are hiding in their study and they don't want to come out. And how I wish I'm in the position to end all this shooting, I will gladly do it. And I believe now Biafra will come. And I believe Biafra will come. And that is the truth of the whole thing. So I'm really, really pleased. And I believe God, and I trust God will do something, and Biafra will come. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, my dear brother. Thank you. Thank you very, very much. And God bless you, too. Thank you very, very much. This is Radio Biafra. We have a caller on Skype. Let me stay where you are. The caller on the main line. Can you hear me?
Hello?
Yes, please. Your name and where you are, please. Your name and where you are.
Oh, good morning, Director.
Good morning, my dear brother.
My name is Agocha Chimwendo. I am calling you from Lagos.
Agocha Chimwendo from Lagos. Please go ahead.
Director, I want to congratulate you on the success of our atonement prayer and as well as congratulating all Biafrans worldwide who participated favorably and actively on the atonement prayer. I want to congratulate you. I want you to know that you are not just the director of Radio Biafra, you are a prophet designed, prepared by God, given to the nation of Biafra to speak deliverance unto the life of Biafrans and to pave the restoration of the sovereign state of Biafra. I want to appreciate you. You don't even know who you are. That is the problem, my friend. If you know your content, if you know how God has prepared you, you might be able to see. But I am telling you, if you can understand the value of what you have, if the Americans understand what you are, they will think on how to buy you over, to take you, say, come and become an American. I'm telling you, what you have, Obama don't have it. I can't remember anybody. I can only maybe somebody like Martin Luther King Jr. That's the only person I'm looking at who has what you have. Because What that man has, Obama don't even have it. You are specially made. You are designed. You are manufactured by God specially for to deliver not only Biafran but the whole entirety of black race. I am telling you, what you have, the power that comes out of your speech, the way you address the issues that gets to do about black man is not found in anywhere in the whole world. There is nobody that does it. And after doing it, you find out that you are the so-called professor, the so-called doctor, the so-called politician. They are coming back to realize that you are teaching them what they don't know. And you find out that they are making speeches on this. They are creating points out of what you are telling them. Imagine a former ambassador to Nigeria. This man, this Walter Carrington, has a street in Victoria Island. Presently, the street where German embassy is called Walter Carrington Street in Victoria Island. The Nigerians, they understand his value, what the role he played in bringing democracy to them.
My dear brother, have we lost you? We have lost him. We have lost him. The static is unbelievable. Unbelievable static. I don't know if our sister is hearing me. Can you hear me? Ebi, can you hear me? We've lost our brother.
Yes, I can hear you, Director.
Is the line clear where you are? Were you able to hear him? Is the line clear from your listening device? Were you able to hear my dear brother, Chimwendu?
No, I wasn't hearing him.
Okay. Ebi, stay where you are. I think he's back. Please, Chimwendu, go ahead.
Okay, sir. As I was saying, I said that this man, this former ambassador to Nigeria, Mr. Walter Carrington, is presently, he has a street in Nigeria, in Lagos,
yes.
Victoria Island, to be specific. And they only did this because of his role during the time of Abacha, how he was able to help to take Abacha away and the death of Abacha and Abiola and all that. And he was an American, he was given. I want you to realize that you always say it, but I think you don't, you say it, you say that did all these people that did everything about Biafra, did they get Biafra? No. And yes, they are respected people like the people's general is the most respected in Biafra land. But what about the person that is going to get Biafra? I am telling you, not only in Biafra land, Nnamdi Kanu's name for so long as Tukwu Abiama remains and he has not decided to come and rule and reign on earth, the new earth and the new Jerusalem, your name will read everywhere there is a black man in the whole world. I am telling you, go and mark my word. Because you will not even be alive to know it because you must have grown old to that. But people, children will continue to recite your name in their classes, in when they study everything about this. I am saying this. I just want to talk about on two things in our headline about the young man that was beheaded. The man, the name sounded reversed just the same way the barrister said it, because I am from Ohaji. I'm from Ohaji. We are very, very close to that. You find so many communities, more than half communities in Ohaji, speak the same dialect, the same language with the Ikwerezi. So whenever they come out to say this, I just laugh at them. They don't know anything. My brother, when you get there, you will not find any border. There is nothing like Imo State. And look, this is Omar. We are, this is Apani. You will not see. You find yourself that you are still in the same village. Here is Etioha, and here is Etie. You will not. There is no border. I am telling you, all the go to Ewema, the same thing. You see, Obiapu is made up of so many communities. Few of those communities are in Imo State, like Ukuba is in Imo State. Some of them are in River State. The former Inspector General of Police, Okiro, he is from Ohaji, he is from Ukuba, Gogo is from Ukuba. But when he was entering police, just because they might not take him, he used River State. So we all know all this. We know what happened. We know all these things. Now, the young man that was taken, I can still remember that they were two. When that, because I was following that story when it happened, there were two when they flew that jet. But now we see one beheaded. Maybe one of them is a house staff or a member. He's the one that gave them information that they're coming. You can do this, you can do that. I'm still doubting whether they shot down that very jet. Maybe he landed and they tried to break that guy's arms and all that and decided to behead him. Maybe they have it somewhere. They will still use it against Nigeria. I told somebody that this. I said, look at you, people. You are shouting your defeated Boko Haram. Just few days later, they went and they sacked the whole village.
They killed so many before the guy came out in view. And they see that, they say he's dead. Forget about that video, he's fake and all that. When they said it, American government said, you have said this before, we are not going to be. You said it two times and it was fake. We are not going to believe you that this guy is dead. How can you kill a leader of a terrorist group like Boko Haram and you refuse to, nobody saw the dead body. We only saw a picture. Are you mad? And you only claimed it when the Cameroonian troops came out. They were the first to come out. The Cameroonian troops came out to say they have killed the guy. And 2 days later, the Nigerian army is now claiming that they killed him. Imagine all this rubbish. How can you kill him?
Liars and deceivers.
Liars! You were able to get close to snapping, but you are not able to carry his dead body to show your president who sent you to war. That the leader who been terrorizing a host state like a host state like Adamawa, Borno, and all that you've been able to capture or to kill him, and you tell her that you only got his picture. This is his picture. We killed him. You know the people because they know that people in the zoo they like lies. And lies, they don't believe the truth. When you tell them the truth, they tell you it's a lie. Because lies have become a tradition and a way of saying things and doing things. If you continue saying truth, they say you are mad. You don't know what you're saying because you are saying the truth. But when you lie, they welcome you so much. They give you a place to relax. They give you a post in their politics and all that. So that is it. And that of the woman that shares blood that has come to see widows in Biafra, I thank them very much. Look at, imagine how easy. Monimis Road. Every government that comes, he is very good. Even if Abacha will come alive today to come and be president, he will run after Abacha again. This thing keeps happening in our land, and nobody is saying anything. This is an insult. How can Jonathan and the wife come to Igbo land to say, widows, we have come to give you rice so that you... What kind of nonsense is this? After voting in him the last election, because it is not only just Biafran, it is the Igbos that voted him in. I can still remember vividly that even in Abia State, Buhari did not get even one vote. It was only in Imo State that he got 1,000 plus. In Anambra, he got 1,000. But the whole Abia State, he did not get even one vote. It was in that region, southeastern region, that he won the election, and he is yet to record any visible development in that place. The so-called airport, he said, it is a local airport. You can see that the so-called, how can even a government build a bridge and you want the citizens of the said place to pay for that bridge? And he's doing all what he's doing in the north, begging them, pleading them to come down, and he's begging them. He built nine federal universities since he entered there. Six of them was built in the north, one in the east, and the other one other parts of the country.
My brother, you seem to know so much about these people more than we do, and we thank you, and I also thank you for a very kind words. This is Radio Biafra. We shall go to Ebi because I have a very critical meeting to attend this very morning. Very critical meeting because it's to do with Biafra. Nothing else only but Biafra. Ebi, as well, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you clearly, my director.
Yes, please go ahead. The world is also listening. Good morning. Good morning. How was the atonement in Israel, of all places?
It was very blissful and peaceful, though there were no movement of cars. You know how it goes, since it's a Jewish country, they believe you should pray in any synagogue or any place closer to you. But then the Biafrans here, no matter how little we are, we still like recognize the atonement day. It was very blissful, Mr. Director. Once again, my name is Ebi Asogwa. I'm calling from Israel, and I thank God, I thank Chukwu Abiyama so much that the atonement day was really recognized, and it was very blissful. And I know wherever Chukwu Abiyama is, he has heard our cries and supplication, and he's going to like listen to our pleadings. Going to the news headlines of today, Mr. Director, that pilot that was beheaded, this is a warning to all Biafrans that are being sold, being bought off with money. See, the gorilla and monkey might claim oneness, but a monkey is a monkey, a gorilla is a gorilla. Why didn't they send the Hausa Fulani pilot there? When did they start acknowledging us as one of the finest pilots? And there's something confusing here. How can you shoot an aircraft that is up and the person comes down, not dead, no hand broken, no bruises all over your body, and you still have time to behead the person, and you're telling us that the flight was shattered. How come? How did it happen? They want to do this to show us, hey, we've tried even the aircraft to try to bomb, and it didn't work. Director, they might have just given this man out, and they will pretend that the aircraft was strike from. How did they know it's going to pass through that area at that particular time and have to shoot it down? Who gave them such ammunition and equipment to bring that aircraft down? These people know what they're doing. And look at this young pilot. You changed your name to an outside name for you to gain a favor from them, from a job. Now you didn't even live to do that job or get anything from them. And before you know his name, he won't even be remembered. Once he's buried, that is bye-bye, and that is all. Nobody will remember him. Why didn't they send a Hausa Fulani? But now look at what they're doing to our soldiers. They're being executing them. What is happening? Our people should wake up. Bought off by Hausa Fulani with money. You should really wake up. You are facing, either way, you're going to die. They know their people. They will come for you someday. Really, they are only trying to change your mindset and blindfold you so that you won't fight for your freedom. They will still come after. Where is the second pilot, the co-pilot with this man? Where is he? Why are they telling us all this cock and bull? Is it not the same Jonathan that was rejoicing up and down, telling us that Shaka has been dead the second time or the third time they tried to fake his death, that Boko Haram are now submitting their arms, and all before you know, they'll tell you they are going for rehabilitation. Let's be frank, our people are really stupid. How can we be buying all this nonsense? The media comes up. Who is idiot publishing all this nonsense? Who questions that idiot? Where does he get that source of information from? And our people will just buy it. Our people really need to work up. Look at common, I don't call them common because they're not better than the zoo, catching up to 300 Boko Haram. But people can't even catch one. They even shoot like 2-3 dead, and they'll be showing it in all media. They have shot Boko Haram people dead. We need to really wake up. And we are talking about Igbos don't have money to put down the cost of hosting a presidential election and all that. It's quite true. You people are the people that has the food, and you're eating the crumbs, and yet we are comfortable with it. Can't we wake up? Even this Okorocha that is misbehaving, when the time comes, he will still die like a church rat. He's going to die because they know their people. They know that if he can betray his people, definitely he will betray them someday. He should really wake up. Even that presidential seat, he won't even smell it. Not to talk of. These people know their people. Look at what they're saying, that the president is not even going to come from, is not going to be an outside man, but a hardcore Fulani man. These people know what they're doing, and they are out. Anybody that is not part of them will be eliminated. There is no two ways about it. So our people should, it's either you embrace Biafra and get your total freedom, or you want to stay a slave. Either way, if you don't embrace Biafra, yeah, and go to these people, they will slaughter you. They will not just kill you, they are going to slaughter you. We need to open up our eyes and see what's beyond. Really, at this point in time, if people don't wake up and see that these people are really deceiving us, you will never wake up. Look at the synagogue church. This is a man. He even knows the president of another country that is going to die. He will tell you whether the zoo is going to win the World Cup or not. But you don't even see the collapse of your own buildings. Something that is on your head, you cannot see it. And you have look at it's what Bible said, that you should remove something in your eye before trying the speck in your eye before trying to remove somebody's dust. You have your own problems. I try to sort some other person's problem. But I think this time, anyway, it's Yorubas. Before you know, they will meander their way out. And before you know, it said that the Lord has spoken to them. Because they are the only people that know the way to Lord. We don't know. They are the only persons that are getting man to heaven. We don't know. Where they get such a whatever nonsense from, I don't even get it. So I'm urging our people, it's high time you open up your eyes and embrace the truth. Biafra is the truth. Since I started listening to Radio Biafra, there's some cock and bull stories I don't even give a listening ears to. I will try to reason. How would the director reason this? Because these people have been deceiving us with all the nonsense stories they're giving us. But this time around, we should really wake up. Really, we should wake up and embrace the truth. It's either Biafra or nothing. If we don't get Biafra, that means we are all doomed. We should just wake up and embrace Biafra. This is all I have to say this morning. Thank you, my director.
Thank you very much, and well spoken. Thank you very, very much. We have another caller on Skype. Can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
Yeah.
Yes, please. Go ahead. Your name and where you are.
Okay. Director, good day. My name's Chris Chukwemeka. I'm here in Malaysia calling you.
In Malaysia. Please go ahead. The whole world is listening. Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah, but I'm still listening and still hearing the voice of that very lady.
Yes, because it takes time. The speed of sound is 850 miles per second. So it will take a while. She's called us from Israel. Her voice will get from Israel to my ears and then from my ears to you. So it takes a while. But go ahead. Your voice will come up very, very shortly. Please continue.
Okay, thank you very much. I want to comment on everybody that participated in this very Atonement Day. It is a great and a wonderful moment. And because me too, I can see the blessing. I can see the torch. I can see the breakthrough. And yes, there is this very information I saw in this very Uchemefosa post that I want to confirm. I want to find out this very guy that they called KC or G, I don't know. Where is that very man from? They say the information they gave about him was that he's from Ireland. And that very man has been sending and posting fake informations on the IPOB Facebook. Please, director, if nothing is being done, there are so many other guys like that, and they are falsifying the post on this very...
I don't understand what you mean. When you say posting things, I don't understand what you mean. Please clarify for me so I understand it very well. I don't quite understand... Okay. Where you're coming from.
Okay. There is a post I saw that said that Uchemefo want to overthrow the director of Radio Biafra.
And do you believe such a story?
I don't believe. Yeah, what I'm trying to say is those very people that has been sent by Billier and Rochas or Korocha, that they have been using these very devices to falsify some fake information, some fabricate to hypnotize our people's mind not to believe what is happening right now. That very post is an eyesore. I don't just personally like it. What I want two people to do is to track him down and get him and make sure that he is severely punished over these very falsified information. So thank you very much. I appreciate everything. I love what is happening right now, because Bible says that when the children of God gather, the kingdom of darkness also gather to fake the original. And that is exactly what is happening right now. And I believe that Bible said that they will not go unpunished.
They can never
as long
be punished.
As I've been exposed, they shall surely be punished.
Thank you very much. I don't, it is total tattle. I don't even have time for such nonsense. Uchemefo is as loyal as they can come. One of the most loyal people you can ever meet. It's not conceived. It's not dreamable. It is not possible. That is nonsense. Any rubbish like that should be discarded. And any news you want to get, if it's not from Radio Biafra and approved on Radio Biafra website, don't listen to it. If American government officials can listen to Radio Biafra and believe in what we are doing, how about other people? That's what we are here for. This is Radio Biafra, and we have come to the end of our program this very morning. We are going to reconvene exactly the same time, 7 p.m. this evening. We are going to reconvene and bring you the full edition of Radio Biafra. Wherever you are, irrespective of what you are doing, the words of Walter Carrington, the former, they named the street after him at VI. Carrington Crescent or something like that. Where you have the U.S. Embassy before, where you used to have it before. I think they still have a consulate there. They named that very place after this man. He was the American ambassador that saw the end of Abacha. He participated very actively to ensure that Abacha no longer existed. I must get it very right. He has spoken. If you go through Radio Biafra and look at what Walter Carrington said, you will see he's been listening to us. When people listen to you and try to copy you, they say what you say verbatim. That's what they do. If you go there, you will see it. There was no need for him to even mention that Lugard's girlfriend named the place Nigeria. He also said the same thing. He knew these things before. I'm not saying he didn't know them. He knew them before. But to have the courage to come out to say it in public is now he understands that through the work Radio Biafra is doing, everybody is aware of it. That is why they don't want to support Radio Biafra. That is why I love those that support the work we are doing and that the ones we are going to work with. This is October. We will no longer chase people for their monthly dues. And I'm warning everybody, no more Western Union. No more.
I repeat, no more Western Union. Only two means. Either you do a direct bank transfer or you go via PayPal. So when our auditors come, we only print out two statements for them to look at, how we get our money and how we spend it. Very simple. As easy as that. No more Western Union. If you don't know what to do, speak to your rep. Your rep will speak to the right people and will tell them what to do. No more Western Union, please. No more. No more Western Union. This is Radio Biafra, and we thank you for listening this very morning. And remember, we are now in October. We cannot wait to the 25th of each month. The cutoff date remains the 10th of each month for everybody to make sure that their support comes in. What we are doing is invaluable. You cannot put a price on it. Everybody listens to Radio Biafra. And we are changing the minds of people, believe you me. You don't know what we are doing. We are changing the minds of people. We are setting the tone for the debate. Wherever people gather, they debate Biafra. They talk about the zoo. And they are doing so from the parameters we have set here on Radio Biafra. Therefore, we are formidable. Very, very formidable. And those of you that ensures we maintain this preeminence, that Radio Biafra is at the forefront of disseminating information about the impending collapse of the Zoological Republic, you are the children of the Most High God, Chukwu Abiama. Because without your help, we cannot be here. That is why your help must come, both collectively and individually. If you want to support the work we are doing directly, go to Radio Biafra website. There is a donate button on the right-hand side, for goodness sake. Use it. If you use any bank card in the world to contribute or donate money to Radio Biafra, it will get to us. Use PayPal. They are the most secure. They are the most secure. Go and use PayPal. And then you will see what we can do. We have an army to feed. An army to feed, believe you me. We have men on the ground. I need to be able to feed these people. You authorize me. You come on air. You say, do this. We are everything you said we should do, we are doing them all of them. Everything we agreed must be done. We have done all of, we are doing all of them. Not all can we tell you, but we need to feed our men. We need the arms and the weapons to be able to arm our people to defend our land. You don't defend yourself against Boko Haram with words only. Come from Radio Biafra. No. We can't do that. And as the kingdom of heaven is working, Satan is also working very, very hard. Don't allow those that Satan will be sending to try to deviate your mind from what we are doing. Because eventually, they are trying to convince you to do something else, but they are the ones begging to come back to us. That's something I don't quite understand. They are begging to come back, but you allow them to deceive you, and then you're gone and gone forever. Don't let them. This is Radio Biafra. We are reconvening 7 p.m. as usual. 7 p.m. Biafra land time. Carol Monday must take note. Anybody who wishes to present, if you want to be a presenter of Radio Biafra, inbox Carol Monday right this very minute. Carol Chidema Monday. Say, I want to be a presenter. This is my telephone number. This is my Skype number. You will be interviewed. And then after that, we form a panel and we go ahead. Things cannot be the same. Every coordinator, every continental rep, I need a weekly report from you as to where we are. We cannot stand still. We can never be stagnant. We have to be moving forward. Any place, any zone not performing, restructure should be restructured immediately or cut away completely. We're not here to joke. We are very, very serious. And we thank you for having listened to us. You will join us again this very evening, wherever you are on the face of the planet. This is Radio Biafra, your radio station, where everybody listens to, even President Obama himself. We are incredibly formidable. We have talked about Biafra today. We have atoned for our sins. Chukwu Abiama is merciful. He's heard our prayers. And that is why, to us, Biafra will remain our religion. Here on Radio Biafra is where we worship. Because only this same Chukwu Abiama is God. He will guide, bless, nurture, sustain, and keep each and every one of you safe and your families. But more importantly, something is more important than all our lives put together. That thing is Radio Biafra, propagating this very message, but ultimately Biafra itself. They are more important than the air we breathe. Therefore, we must support Radio Biafra. Therefore, we must support Biafra. Pray for Biafra to come ceaselessly every blessed day. Pray that Chukwu Abiama, in his infinite mercy, will be able to sustain us, will be able to keep us safe, will be able to make his word come to pass as he has promised us this past few days that he's going to. That is why our praise of his name will be ceaseless. Chukwu Abiyama is God. Never forget that. I will leave you with this very song, and also our national anthem will come again. I will leave you with this very song. Wherever you are, God bless you. God bless you one after the other. God bless you.
Akaya, aka Jehovah name mma. Orwe mubeya, kene ruari nebe mma. Isi ikendu, kena degi atata. Akaya, aka Jehovah name mma. Akaya. Aka Jehovah name ma, orwe mubeya, kene ruari name no. Isi ikendo, kena degi atata. Akaya, aka Jehovah name ma.
emerge triumphant from all our foes. Through the crucible unscathed, we passed victorious.